It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm just fine, thank you very much. Anything exciting in the weather today?
Pretty normal day today.
Pretty boring?
Yep. High of 48. Maybe a little bit breezy. Partly cloudy. Pretty standard.
Not like yesterday, though.
No.
Yesterday was weird. It was warm in the morning and then chilly in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Just the exact opposite of what you'd kind of expect.
We dropped like 20 degrees in 2 hours in the morning. It was weird.
It seemed like it got windier and colder as the day went along. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that much fun, quite frankly. Kendall Warren's in here with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got two microwave hood combinations, one of them a demo model, with another one with a slight damage. I got those priced right to sell. Gas and electric clothes dryers, have several. Do have a front-load washer by Maytag in real good condition. Use two-door refrigerator with bottom freezer. Have one of those, two with the top freezer. One 17-cubic-foot all-refrigerator, works good. Use 40-gallon LP gas direct vent water heater in good condition. Two used automatic washers. Use 55,000 BTU gas space heater. Do have a 40-gallon natural gas water heater. A new microwave hood in the box. Make us an offer. Got a used refrigerator with a bottom freezer and two 15-cubic-foot chest freezers, both in good condition. If you have freezers, chest and upright, we got sizes from 5 through and including 25-cubic-foot. Most of them in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Freezer goes bad, call W&S. We'll take care of your problem. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver and install, haul the old heater away, and, of course, take care of the service after the sale. Dishwashers, convertible, portable, and built-in. Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Some closeouts, and of course, we do install them and take care of the service after the sale. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. By the way, as we get started this morning, too, I want to throw out real quick. I didn't check this morning, but the last I saw yesterday, we're about three-quarters full on the Branson bus trip coming up this June 12th through the 15th. So if you were thinking about getting on the bus with us to head off to Branson, you may want to get after that here pretty quickly. In fact, you only have two more days to get the discounted rate. We have a special rate going on up through and including tomorrow. It's the end of the business day, so 5 o'clock tomorrow would be the deadline to get the discounted rate. The discounted rate is $435 per person double occupancy. And we also have other rates, too, for single, triple, and quadruple occupancy if you want to stay like that as well. But you can check those out. You can go online to KJAN.com, our contest and promotions page. It has that information there. Or you can just call and talk to Stacy, and she can get you taken care of, too. But you do need to get that special rate. You need to be registered and paid for by 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So just a couple of more days to do that. Now, if we have spaces left after tomorrow, we do jump to the regular rate, which you'll have an opportunity to find out more about next week if we have spots left. But you may want to get after that here pretty quickly, not just to save yourself money, but also to make sure you save yourself a seat on the bus as well. Hey, I wanted to take just a short walk down memory lane this morning with you. You know, sometimes you hear something or see something and it sparks an old memory for you, something that maybe was in the back of your mind you just didn't think about for a long time and kind of forgot. Yesterday afternoon, I was at my desk, allegedly working, and I had all of a sudden I hear on the radio, I'll give you two guesses which station I was listening to. Brett yesterday afternoon played a song from the artist Bobby Sherman. Does that mean anything to you, Bobby Sherman? That takes you back to like the 70s. But one of those guys back in the 70s, you know, with the long beetle kind of hair, you know, strung down, got to have the shirt unbuttoned about halfway down to your navel, you know, that kind of a thing. But anyway, the song was Easy Come, Easy Go by Bobby Sherman. And you know what I immediately thought of? We had that record, Easy Come, Easy Go by Bobby Sherman, when I was a kid. You know where we got it? Off the back of a cereal box. You remember cereal box records? Now, Kendall probably will. In fact, you probably had your kids bugging you to buy certain cereals because they wanted certain stuff. But I didn't. Chris, I don't know. Were you too young for that?
I've never heard of such a thing.
Cereal box records. They were their little cardboard record. Now, they'd had different types, though. I mean, there were some instances where they would do giveaways in kids' cereal where you get so many box tops and send them in, and they'll send you the record. That's not what I'm talking about. In some cases, they had, wrapped in foil, and they were put inside the box. Not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the cardboard cereal box records. You know, on the front of the box, you've got the label. You've got all the information stuff about the cereal and stuff, the nice picture they always put on the front. And then you turn it around back, and instead of all the nutritional information and whatever, that's usually on the side of the box. On the back, what you had was the details about that particular record and then the record itself. So we would actually, a lot of times, we'd pull those little plastic sleeves that had the cereal inside the box out immediately when we got it home, and then that would be poured into some sort of a plastic container that we'd keep the cereal in so we could take and cut that record off of there. And I bet we'd probably have, gosh, I don't know, I bet a dozen and a half or two dozen of those cardboard records somewhere in my mom and dad's house in a little 45 box. You even know what records are, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
You do? Oh, okay.
I'm a record player.
Okay, I want to clear that up. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of young people today, when you say records, they look at them and think, wow, that's a big CD. But we had, you know, these little record boxes for 45s, and we had little record boxes for albums and stuff. But we have a little 45 box, I'm sure, at home somewhere in my mom and dad's attic yet, that has some regular records in there, some 45s, but also has several of these cardboard records that we used to get off of the cereal boxes. So I got to thinking about that, and I was looking up some information on it, because certainly other people remember these things. It's kind of a blast from the past. And apparently the cereal box records, of course, now I remember them from the late 60s and into the 70s when I was a kid, but they apparently were around from like the 50s through the 70s primarily. And there were several different artists on there. And in some cases, it was artists that were trying to get started and had an appeal to kids. Some of them, you're a little surprised by, but some of the more popular ones, and sometimes they were made up groups too. Like, for example, the Archies. You remember the Archies? Sugar, sugar, honey, honey, all those kind of songs and stuff. The little teeny bopper type stuff. It was a made up studio band, and you never really knew who it was because they were a cartoon band. But there were a lot of Archie's songs that were on the back of cereal boxes as these little cardboard cutout songs. Bobby Sherman, of course, we mentioned earlier, but there are some others as well. How about this band called the Jackson Five? You know, before Michael Jackson became the king of pop and then just got weird on us, they were a young group. You know, the five Jackson brothers, they were just a young bunch of kids, the Jackson Five, and that's how they had an appeal to children because of their music. So how do you get to children? Well, through cereal. So they had there were several Jackson Five early records that were on the back of cereal boxes. The Monkees was another one. And it's kind of interesting with the Monkees because, especially with Davy Jones passing here recently, a lot of folks, you know, kind of took an interest again and were looking back into some details about the Monkees. And, of course, we all know there were four of them, right? Well, on the cereal box records, for the most part, there were just three of them because it was done after the show had ended and Peter Tork had left. So you didn't have, a lot of these times you'll see three faces on those Monkees records, but you're not going to have those other guys. You'll have Michael Nesmith and Davy Jones and Mickey Dolenz would be the other one. So you'll have the three of them on there, but not Peter Tork, so it's kind of a little different. So it's maybe a little bit collectible that way, too. And then there was another one that was always kind of interesting called the Sugar Bears, which was another one kind of like the Archies, a made-up group. But it was on the back of Sugar Crisp cereal. And Sugar Bear was the logo bear, mm-hmm. For the cereal. So they came up with this idea, let's make a group called the Sugar Bears. So you have a bunch of bears playing guitars, drums and stuff. You know, how cool is that when you're a kid, huh? But also there was something called the Banana Splits, and there was this Josie and the Pussycats. H.R. Puffin Stuff was a children's show back in the day. Remember Witchy Poo? H.R. Puffin Stuff also had some different things like that on the cereal boxes and stuff. Now, I was looking up some information on these things, too, thinking, well, it's got to be relatively rare, right? Because the problem with these cardboard cereal box records was you would cut them out, and you better do a decent job cutting them because it's cardboard, and you know what a mess that can be anyway. And let's face it, the styluses and all that stuff, they weren't the greatest on the little portable record players that we'd be playing these things on. Well, after you cut these cardboard records out of the box, it was flat when it was a box, but it seemed like every time, as soon as you cut the record off the back, it'd fold up like a taco. It would just fold up almost immediately. So it was kind of tough to play. You know, you'd want to, as a kid, you're not sure how to deal with it. So you're trying to like bend it the other way, and then you put a crease in it, and that's no good. So we'd end up putting it on the record player, trying to get it as flat as we could, and then we'd like take a couple of coins and put them on top of the stylus arm to hold it down so it would, you know, even though it was kind of
dipping
like,
up and
down. Yeah, it's dipping up and down like the waves coming in, you know, but it would still, you know, it would still play. The quality was terrible on things.
Yeah.
You know, and really, honestly, you could only play them a few times.
Yeah.
Because then they'd pretty much get destroyed. Yeah. It was just a thin piece of some sort of acetate or something, some sort of plastic that they cut the grooves into that was, you know, adhered onto the to the cardboard. I mean, it wasn't, it's not something that's going to last forever. However, if you still have some of those around, especially if they're in pretty good shape yet, there's value to this stuff. Because like a lot of things from your past, they become collector's items. And looking on, well, eBay, for example, the other day, I was finding that some of these things, if they're in decent condition yet, are going for like $40 to $90. And some of them for even more, depending upon how rare they are and, of course, the condition of them. Yeah. So, you know, if you got some of these things, don't we all have some of those things that were left behind in mom and dad's attic someplace? If you got some of these things sitting someplace, perhaps in a little 45 case that might have been protected from the elements and things, might be worth taking a look at. Hmm. They might be just as valuable as your old baseball cards.
Might be some folks out there, too, that have the whole box still intact. You never know.
You know, and I've often wondered, you know, now that we're older and we think about that stuff, I've often wondered, because I, you know, then those are a lot of memories, too, because I remember many times going to the grocery store with Mom, and we spent a ton of time in the cereal aisle. Remember, there were four boys in my family, so we ate a lot of cereal. But we spent a ton of time in the cereal aisle, because we would not only want to go and get specific cereals, but there were times when there were certain artists that we wanted to get or certain songs that we heard about that we wanted, because our friends had them.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to go get the same ones. We'd spend 20 minutes in the cereal aisle grabbing all the boxes and flipping them over to look to see what record was on the back. You know, it was kind of nice you could actually see. So I don't... That's I guess that's kind of how we did it. I wonder what the American Top 40 would have been like had they judged it on the sales of cereal box records.
They could have done a special show for it.
You could, very much special, yeah. But cereal box records. Think about that one for a while. I bet you probably, if you don't, even if you probably remember them, but maybe you have some of them around somewhere. Interesting stuff. Now I'm going to have to look the next time I get there. Definitely going to go on a quest, see if I can find the old cereal box records. I'll turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. All you cared about was a cereal, right?
Yeah. I just wondered how soon he was going to Dubuque.
I'm going to go get those cereal box records.
Holland Gas Grills, no flare-ups, and lifetime burner guarantee, and we have those in stock. Water softeners by Luxury, it's an Iowa company. Refrigerators, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG, and Estate. Got over 60 units in stock, very good selection of models, colors, and prices. Got French door models with bottom freezers at a great price, some two-door top freezer models, and as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance. New ranges and gas, electric. We got Whirlpool freestanding on display, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and Frigidaire. Full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Do have a closeout on two slide-in gas ranges at below wholesale cost. Stop and see us. It's Thursday. The pot's on. And I'll be there till late this evening. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. You know, they say that the cereal box records actually kind of go back to around 1949. Some of the earliest ones came out. And in 1954, General Mills had a series of at least eight different 78 RPM children's songs. Things like Take Me Out to the Ball Game, On Top of Old Smokey. They were printed on the back of Wheaties boxes. And you could send in a quarter to get Wheaties produced red orange vinyl 78 RPM albums and stuff too. The Mouseketeers, there were several Disney ones, the Donald Duck song, all kinds of stuff like that that you could find on old cereal box records. Quite a little variety. I don't think you could do that today. We're so used to high quality now with digital, I don't think that would fly today.
I don't know.
Be interesting. Be collector's items, that's
novelty,
for sure.
Yeah.
You bet. Well, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.